Hello and welcome. My name is Darren Bennick. This is Dynamic Self-Awareness. And this is my very first podcast, and I'm going to be doing a series on change. Why am I doing a series on change? Because I am at the beginning of, or in the midst of, making probably one of the biggest changes I've tried to make in my entire life. I've made pretty big physical changes in the past, giving up smoking, obviously starting changing diets, starting up exercise modal or programs, and starting up, you know, getting a exercise habits in place, sort of changing my viewpoint on different things, becoming educated on different areas. But this one is a pretty big shift. Pretty much a reset of how I operate. And it's a big motivator for me actually having Dynamic Self-Awareness as a website and trying to put my stuff out there. In its essence, Dynamic Self-Awareness is about obviously self-awareness. So it's also about self-healing and being able to figure out for yourself what is out, based on a biological understanding as well as a mental and emotional understanding, and even so far as a spiritual understanding. Now, obviously, I can't cover all of that in one podcast episode, nor even one series, but this is just my way of getting started and putting out my ideas. And the way I do things, and I figured what better way than to actually run you through my techniques that I use while I'm doing them. So, why am I trying to change in the first place? I am 48 years old, and this is, you need a little bit of a background, but please don't go too much into the words that I'm about to say. So I was diagnosed with ADHD when I was younger, and I also have a mild form of Tourette's, which is also in my family. I have someone in my family that is a full-blown Tourette's. And due to an incident and a lot of sort of anchoring incidents afterwards from a traumatic event, I also have a form of PTSD. Now, like I'm saying, scrap all those letters, names, words, okay? None of that means anything. And this gets down to the crux of what I'm trying to get across to people, is that it's no point just having those and being able to, you know, regurgitate those words and those letters and say, I've got this, da-da-da-da-da, unless you actually understand the dynamics of what is going on inside your mind and inside your body. To do with those things. So for me, ADHD, very, very, very simply, is an overreactive nervous system. So I am highly tweaked. So obviously there's good and bad to that. In that I can be easily triggered, but the other side of it is that I can really tune in to subtle differences, and that's helped me immensely in getting, look, I'll call it a spiritual understanding, but in essence for me that means an energetic understanding. I'm not talking about God, I'm talking about an understanding of the basic elements of life. And when we take everything down to it, it gets down to energy, and how energy operates, how it works, and how it forms the basis of everything, which is what quantum physics has found. Again, I will get into this in a lot more detail, both on the site and in future and subsequent podcasts. And I have endeavored for the last 10 years, because I've been at this a long time. Ever since I can remember, I've wanted to know why things are the way they are, and I've wanted to know why I've responded slash reacted to things the way I have, and if there's any way to change that. I've found a way to do that, and I've been chronicling that, or putting it down on paper, literally, and putting it into some kind of system for a good many years. I think I've done a fairly good job at that, and now it's time to throw it out there and see what people think, and see if it can help other people as it's helped me. Bringing it back to why I'm needing to change right now, it's a fundamental shift. Again, this isn't, so whenever I sort of bring things up, it's not like, oh, it's based on this. Okay, this is a small piece of the puzzle. So the left and right brain, left and right hemisphere, has very different functions. And so one way to look at the change I'm trying to make is to go from the a left brain perspective. So very much, and again, this is an oversimplification. Please, I don't want to get into, you know, there's a heck of a lot more information out there on the left and right brain. It's 100%, it's a thing, okay? It's probably just not the way that it is portrayed in some, you know, in hippy-dippy, airy-fairy land, okay? There's science behind it. There's biology, there's like a biological understanding behind it, none of which I'm going to go into now. Let's just say that the difference between left and right brain is very, very noticeable, and you can tune in on this if you wish. I've been able to do this because, like I said, I have a highly tweaked nervous system, so subtle differences for me are quite easy to see and to read. So that's one aspect of it. So I'm not saying that I'm going to, you know, you can't just work from one side or the other. You can definitely be dominant in one side or the other, and there is there's an understanding that at present time in our society that we are very, very left brain dominant, in that we turn everything into an abstract understanding and into ideas and into very concrete right and wrong in the moment. Okay, so the right brain gives us context, so it puts you into the bigger picture, and starts to get into more analyzing patterns and sort of fields of understanding, more so than just bits of understanding. So that is one aspect of what I'm trying to shift. I've always sort of been big picture first. And there is a theory that says that's how the brain is designed. It's even set up physiologically that way, to see the big picture first, then to hone in on the details. Obviously, you know, if you can bring those things together to work as one, then you're, you know, more chance of being a fully functioning unit, fully functioning human being, with full access to your potential. The other shift I'm trying to make is an energetic one, and it's moving. What I've found is that, and quantum physics has found this as well, that energy can either be in a particle form or it can be in a wave form. Now, again, I'm not going to get too much into this, but you can understand these concepts from a feeling perspective. So again, what I've found is that you can feel the difference between a pulse, which would be a particle, and a field energy. They have different feels. It's even in the word, you can already get a sense that boom, 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 pulse energy, that do, 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 to a field energy of, and excuse the noise if it's annoying or it triggers you, but find you, you know, it's that woo. I'm not saying that that's the exact noise I hear in my head. I'm just saying the feeling, if you can put it into a feeling of, you know, the jagged movements, one to the next, and start, change, stop, is a pulse, okay? We are impulsive by nature. We can also be a state of being, right, which is a field energy, a field dynamic, and a field awareness. Thankfully, there is a middle ground, which is a flow, which you'll maybe have heard people speak of being living in the now or being in the flow. You'll hear many sports people talk about it. So they have learned to combine that field awareness with that pulse energy, which again, you can't separate these things. Okay, they're intermingling, they're working as one. But what I have found is that there is a, when you, for me personally, when I live, and I've lived in both, okay, I have two children, a family, you know, commitments, and so I was drawn into that more left brain dominant, you know, you've got to figure out how, you know, sort your day out so that everything's, you know, gets done, and you know, the kids are fed and clothed and all those things that you need to get done in the day get done. And you know, there's this incessant planning that sort of seems to take place. So I remember when I was a landscape gardener by trade. I was a commercial landscaper. And the day, well, you know, at the end of the day, we would talk about what we're going to do the next day. And then on the way home with the boss, we would talk about what we're going to do the next day. And then in the morning, we would talk about what we were going to do that day. And then when we got to the site, we would talk about what we're going to do that day. And I sort of went, at the end of yesterday, we kind of knew what needed to be done. We didn't know the details. And yes, you know, working out those details can be beneficial, but it's, I always wondered, you know, is it necessary? Can we not just get that overall sense and then fill in the details as we're going? I sort of tried it a few times in different parts of my life, and found that it was, you could do it. Admittedly, I was doing it when I had no other commitments. So, you know, I was single. I was just, had me to think about. So obviously things shifted when, you know, the realities of modern day life kicked in. But recently I've been wondering whether it is, whether you're able to do it with all those commitments. And the reason that it's come up again is that I've always suffered from depression and manic depression, those, the ups and downs. And I think that sort of comes with post-traumatic stress. And it also very much comes as part of the ADHD brain. So, and again, here, the ADHD brain is very much pulse orientated. When you can move out of that pulse energy, as again, just get a sense of what I'm trying to say. Like, I've got science up the yin yang, and you know, different, you know, papers, and I've studied, trawled all the psychology sites. I studied psychology, so I spent a year and a half looking at all the research and the data on this. I've read books up the yin yang on it. I've studied, you know, anatomy and physiology. So I have science to back all this up, but that doesn't matter. You've got to have a conceptual understanding, and this is that whole right brain, left brain thing. You must have a conceptual understanding before you can fill in the details. It's no point filling in the details if you've got no point of reference, or if there's no way that you can see to actually implement the information and the theories that you are studying. So again, bringing these two things together, it's very important. I'm not advocating that you just sort of, you know, get this airy fairy notion. You definitely need the left brain to work side by side, and to fill in all the details, and to have that that firm understanding, and being able to put it into words and to communicate it. Like, it's 100%. The two go hand in hand. You can't get away from that. Okay. I've just felt that trying to think my way through life, and trying to sort of analyze what the right thing to do is, or, you know, especially at the moment with all the upheavals that are going on in the world and who's right and who's wrong, using logic and reason, I don't see it's working. Okay, it's just creating, and it fits with the, with this whole pulse and particle energy. We're all just separate particles. We're not coming together. Okay, we're not making things common, and there's misunderstandings because we've separated ourselves and we're coming, you know. One person's coming at it from this side with these particles, and then this person's coming at it from this side with these particles. And because we don't have that sort of field awareness to look at it and go, okay, I can see the similarities of what you're saying and what I'm saying, and we do have some similarities. Yes, there are some differences, but I can also see how they would be able to work their way out. Now, this is all happening in our brain as well. And I think it causes an internal stress. I know, at least in my own life, I'm creating an internal stress. You know, the thought patterns that are going through my head, the conflict that I'm trying to figure out in by running scenarios through my head. It's tiring, and it's causing, you know, as soon as you start to have conflicting thoughts and running scenarios through your head, it's activating chemicals in your body, and it's storing this energy in your body. You are literally stressing your body, and all that gets triggered. So we are daily, like I say that I've got, you know, mild PTSD. I think we all do. I think it's a natural part of life to have to be trapping trauma in our body through our excessive thoughts, not being able to discharge it, having it build up and up and up until we either combust and have a massive meltdown, or, you know, we get anxiety, or we just shut down and we go into a deep depression. And it seems that there's no way to lessen those effects or to remove them entirely. So over the years, I have studied my physical health, because I've had physical health issues, and I've been able to understand them conceptually. So I've been able to understand the dynamics going on, and through that, you know, to get that right-brained, bigger picture, field awareness of that physical ailment or sensation, through that have been able to engage my left brain and look at, you know, things like differences and similarities and metaphors, you know, using the left brain the way it was designed to problem solve and to come up with different scenarios. And through that, I've been able to then link that back to my right side and get a feel for each of those scenarios and then find the one that works for me. I go into this in a lot more detail on my site, or at least I will be. I have hundreds, if not thousands, of pages of research, of observations, and of basically everything that's happened in the last 10 years, more than closer to 15 years of me trying to figure out my own, you know, where I'm at and how to get rid of the things that aren't working for me. I've documented. Okay, so I've written it all down. I've spent the last at least 5 years putting it together, and I've trialed it. I've trialed my ideas with children in a school environment. I've trialed it online. I've trialed it in short courses, and now I'm putting it out there freely available to anyone that would like to explore what I have to offer. So, back to change. There's a change isn't just deciding to do something different. Okay, the change has got nothing to do with willpower. If it was just willpower alone, it would be so easy. You would just make the decision to change and bingo, you'd be there. But it's not, okay? It's a process. There are definite parts to this process that flow one to the next, and there is definitely a blueprint or a foundation. There's principles involved in change, okay? Because we're working with energy, okay, energy is already following its own set of rules, its own set of patterns. By using that right hemisphere of the brain and looking at things from that energetic and field perspective, you'll start to sort of pick up. And that's one of the things that I've been very good at is pattern recognition in different areas, different aspects of my life. And by then looking up, this is a prime example. So anxiety, it has a definite feel, okay? You know when you're experiencing anxiety. You can sort of go, oh, I'm anxious. And it's like, yeah, but what does that mean? Well, describe the actual feeling and the sensation that's happening in your body. I feel frustrated. No. The actual sensation. What's the energy inside your body doing? We can then, because that's right brain. So we're starting to key into this overall sort of feel of what's going on. We can then look up the word anxiety or anxious, and the derivation of anxiety or anxious sort of goes all the way back to a twisted rope. So it's, and this is where the left and right brain thing come together, what I call a conceptual understanding. So you take the whole of the situation into your mind, the thinking and the feeling side. From that, we get this sense of a twisting, and it very much is a twisting sensation in our stomach. And when you understand how the brain works, there is actually a what's called a torque or a twist in our physical brain. Like the right side of our brain is slightly forward and twisted than the left side of your brain. Okay, so there's, and all throughout your body, all throughout nature, there's these twisting elements. There's no straight lines, and our body is made up of opposing forces that play against each other in these through your muscles, your bones, and your ligaments. They form these torque structures, which are twisting in and twisting out. So that's one aspect of energy that we can understand. There's others which I'm not sure, I may or may not go into them on this thing, but I definitely do go into it on the website over at dynamicselfawareness.com, which may or may not be finished at this present time. But that's kind of a very, hopefully that gives you a bit of an understanding of where I'm at. So I'm going to go into it in more detail. So at the moment, I am struggling with my background, because of what happened to me. I have no trust of institutions, and so at the moment we are coming up against enforcement of ideas from an institution, being our own government. I'm not going to go into the rights and wrongs, any of that. All I'm saying is that it's triggering within me a conflict, a reactionary and an impulsive energy, which is leaving me fatigued, it's leaving me stressed, it's leaving me angry, and it's starting to bring back all of my old reactions and tendencies that I grew up with, which I've in different and varying degrees been able to deal with. But this seems to be the last bit. So I'm trying to shift to a more stable place, and I will endeavor to make this clearer as I go along. But it's more feeling based. It's more intention based. So the thing is, the intention, you can set it and forget it. And I'll go into this more later on, you can set your field. And if you can live within that, it doesn't mean it's, you know, it's stuck in that thing, but you can 100%. And then if you, and you can just start off with layers. So you can start off with something like peaceful and you can set that. And then you can bring in other aspects of what you want to be, of who you want to be and what you want to communicate. You know, if you ask someone, oh, who do you want to be? No one's going to turn around and say, oh, I want to be a short-tempered, angry prick that has a tendency to explode if you say something which he doesn't fully agree with, okay? It's just, it's not who we are. Like, you speak to most people, and I've spoken to a lot of people, and they just want to live in peace, okay? They don't want all the hassles. They don't want all the arguments. But for some reason, we seem to be getting more argumentative, more confrontational. And I definitely think there's outside influences having an effect on that, which I'm, again, not going to go into because it doesn't matter. What matters is dynamic self-awareness. Okay, there's a reason I chose that name. Because all of your problems are happening inside of you. Okay, your reality is reality. This is a principle of quantum mechanics that there is no objective reality as far as you are concerned. There is an agreed upon reality, and 100% people know this, okay, that if you can control your own mind, you will be in control of your own reality. You'll make your own reality. If you allow someone else to control your mind and the thoughts that you have and the ideas that you hold, they will control your reality. This is well known, okay? This isn't pie in the sky stuff. This is basic quantum mechanics at its most direct, okay? You have the final say in how you respond to life. We just haven't been told or taught or shown how to do that. I've figured it out. Now I'm at the final point where I'm going to make the shift over to living that reality. It's not easy, and I'm a little bit hesitant, which is probably why I haven't done it till now, because I don't know what's going to happen. Like, well, I do, and this is another thing I'm not going to get into today. I've had a very direct experience with what I'm talking about, but I haven't been able to get it back. And I think it's because you kind of need to be making, you need to commit to it. You need to make a choice, and you need to continue to make that choice, and not sort of go, oh, well, yeah, because of this, I need to, you know, come back into this other type of energy. But then I'll get back to that. It doesn't work. As soon as you come into that, you start to, you know, those pulses start to come back in. You can 100% use, and you do use, and what I've found is, and I show this through the body awareness aspect of, so there's three parts, there's, you know, mind, body, and energy. In dynamic self-awareness. So I show people how to directly experience what I'm talking about. So instead of just, you know, reacting and working impulsively, if you come from a field energy, you can still use that pulse energy, okay? It just comes from, you know, you have control over it, and you can use it. And because you have control of it, you can control the intensity of it and how far it goes out. So it's not just, you know, you're not going off the Richter and smacking people in the face, and you're not, you know, trying to fly ahead of yourself and making mistakes all the time. You're fully in control. And when you reach out, that energy, that impulsive energy is held in the field. I hope you can get a picture of that. Again, at the moment, I'm just talking. So I'm not, this is a podcast. I just want to talk about things and get people to start to think about things, and hopefully it'll sort of trigger a few things in you, some positive things in you, that it will make you want to learn more and to start exploring who you are and what you are and why you're here. Okay? Because I guarantee it's not about your job, okay? What your job is or what car you drive or any of that stuff. All right, there's more to it. We have an energetic aspect, an energetic nature, and we need to understand it. Once you start to understand that, things take shape. You start to get the bigger picture. And yes, I say it's not about your job. Your job is a vehicle to help you to find out who you are and what you're good at. All right, so if you're good at what you do, excellent. Like, but if you're in a job that you hate or that, you know, it's not, you're not realizing your full potential, then what's the point? Yeah, you need to be working towards making these changes. And that's what this is all about. Like, there's no tomorrow. You can't put things off. All right. You've got to get started. And what I'm finding is that if you want to change, like I said, there's this process. And the first part of the process is getting ready to change. The actual moment of change happens in an instant. It's literally click your fingers and it's done. With control, you can be in a complete, you know, rage, and click of the fingers, you can come straight out of that. Change is instant. The lead up and the process takes time. I can't say how much time, because that's going to be different for everyone. But until you start the process and the procedure for change, you're never going to get there. Now, the good news is that, again, what I've found, this for me personally, the first part is very easy because it's about doing nothing, literally doing nothing, to the point of laying down and doing nothing. It is a time of deep rest where you endeavor to stop or to slow down the pulses. I shouldn't say stop, because the thought patterns that have been entrenched, that have made up part of the, or been part of the problem, don't try and control them straight away. Don't try and stop them. All right, it's impossible. That energy is entrenched and it's gonna get triggered. Do not lose faith in the process, okay? Eventually, it will lessen, and eventually, it will die down, and eventually, it will go away. I've found this time and time again, but if you sit there and go, oh, it didn't work. It didn't work today. I've dropped straight back into the thing. Already, you've caused more conflict and more impulses and more struggle for yourself. Okay, you're gonna oscillate between the two things. That's okay. All right. I have a few techniques that I've used, or that I do use, to overcome some of the harsher things. So I discovered this when I gave up smoking. I quit cold turkey. So I used to use tobacco as a way to mask reality. Okay, because reality was very hard for me to confront, and so for me, smoking was a filter. It allowed me many different outlets, from, you know, getting that nicotine hit, that dopamine hit, to, and this might sound strange, but it was almost a screw you to the rest of the world. Yeah, smoking's bad for you. It's antisocial. It's like, good, that's what I want. Screw you. Stay away from me, among other things. So for me, it was a very, very, very big crutch and something that I relied on heavily. And I decided to give up because, one, my partner was very sick at the time and she was smoking as well. And I could see that if I didn't stop, she was never going to be able to stop. I also did it because my kids were getting of an age where they were starting to watch. Well, it was my eldest son at the time, but he was starting to watch my habits. And I just, I went through a lot of drug and alcohol issues when I was younger, and I did not want to pass that on to my son. So I quit cold turkey. Just woke up one day and said, that's it. And oh my Lord, it was the hardest. That first week was horrendous. But it was made easier by my understanding of energy. So the sensations that came up, which will come up for you when you start to try and change because you're trying to move out of that energy pattern, and that energy pattern is going to come flying back at you, okay? It's going to try and drag you back in. Your mind is going to go, I don't like it out there. Let's stay with what we're used to. I don't know what's going to hit me if I move out there. But that I used that feeling and that sensation to power my change. I go into that in a lot more detail, so that I'm just sort of giving you an overview. Again, don't just run out there and try that. There's a lot more to it than that. So you have to have an understanding of how your nervous system works, how you can use your body to lessen the effects of these changes, how you can use your awareness to broaden, to widen your sort of your beingness, your sphere, so that all that energy isn't just trapped in your head into a small area, because otherwise it's just going to go bang and be very unpleasant. If you don't explode, it'll... Yeah, there's a fair chance it'll short circuit your nervous system and your biological system, which could result in you getting overwhelmed, sick, stressed, anxious, or fall into a deep depression. So there's definitely, like I said, there's ways to go about it. But hopefully some of this has made sense. I'm sort of getting ready to drive a school bus mornings and afternoons, so my afternoon shift is about to come up. Like I said, hopefully that's made sense. There will be, if you go to www.dynamicselfawareness.com, you'll see that I have made a start on getting it together. I will be doing a course on this, or at least putting it sort of into a written version, and probably video versions. All of this stuff is going to be free, or at least if you can't pay for it, it will be free for you. It's going to be basically my model. It will be donation based, or you can pay, whatever price I put up, but just know that you will also have the option of not paying a damn thing. Anyway, I will leave it at that for now. Suffice to say that today was a good day for me. And I have been seeing progress in my being. Okay, so I am being more calm. My actions are more controlled, and I am getting closer towards my goal or goals. Okay, I'm not gonna lie. There's been a few tough days, but again, with an understanding of energy, you can lessen the effects of that, and so that it doesn't just drop you back into, abject despair. You may drop down a little, but you definitely don't drop back down to where you were. So you're continuously evolving. So this is a process of evolution, of evolving into a higher state. Anyone can do it, okay? I've done internet marketing in the past, and I did a few courses trying to help me to get my head around how I was going to present this. And they're like, you've got to, niche down, find your, that one little bit. It can't be for everyone and everything. And I just kept sort of in the back of my mind, I was like, oh yeah, okay. But I just kept coming back to the fact that this is for everyone, and it can handle the understanding. It's available to everyone if you just explore it and look at it and get a different perspective on it and try to understand it and put it into your own words, and play around with it. Play around with your sensations in your body. Yeah, can you move them? Can you shift them? Can you expand? Can you contract? Can you spin it? Can you twist it? Can you change the form of that feeling? Okay, it might sound a bit wacky, but the answers are already out there in things like metaphors, and you know, when we say, oh, it's like this or it's like that, how's your day? Oh, I'm having a blue sky day. Okay. Oh, that brought me back down to earth. Or, you know, oh gosh, it's, my head's like, there's a storm going on inside there. Or, sitting by the ocean blisses me out. Okay. It's all about energy, and energy has different forms, has different functions, has different patterns. And when you become a creative being, you can create your own patterns. Okay? With an understanding of energy and an understanding of your body and an understanding of how the processes of your mind, you can pretty much change anything. Okay? You can learn to feel good no matter what. Even in the midst of change, you can learn to feel good. And it's not just by way of willpower alone. Like I said, willpower will only work for so long, okay? Eventually, because you haven't changed the pattern, that pattern's just, it's still there. You've just shifted to a different track, but you haven't removed the pattern and you haven't fully embodied or embraced the new pattern, okay? So it's just overriding. So eventually that old behavior will just resurface, all right? But if you completely shift how your body responds and to energy, if you can learn the dynamics of energy and the dynamics of self-awareness, you can rebuild and you can start layering these different fields that you'll communicate through, and you'll start to see changes and you'll start to see that reflected. One of the biggest things and the biggest obstacles to change is actually the people around you. Even the ones that you would consider friends and you know, that love you, oftentimes through, you know, no fault of their own, just through comments or, you know, an eye raise, because they know you as the pattern that's in existence, they can't see the new pattern. Because it's not there yet, all right? So oftentimes through no fault of their own, and sometimes through fault of their own, through direct fault, because they want to keep you there, they will just hold that pattern there. They will hold that and they will reflect that old pattern no matter what. Other people just need to see the new pattern come through. So if I could say anything, I would say to you, to begin with, if you are trying to implement change, keep it to yourself, okay? Just for the you know, until you can start to get your feet on solid ground and to reestablish the new pattern, and you can feel it, yeah, and you can feel comfortable that even if someone goes, "Oh, you're full of shit," that it's not going to knock you off your perch, okay? Because it can do and it will do. Like I said, people can be even unaware that they're doing it. They always say that the hardest place to change is in your own town, your own place where you grew up. And I found that to be 100% true. Doesn't mean you have to move to make a change. It just might mean you have to sort of go within for a little while. All right. Anyway, I'll leave it at that. I hope that made a little bit of sense, and I hope that you got something from it and that you keep coming back, because I've not even started yet. Haven't even started yet. Anyway, my name's Darren Bennick. This is Dynamic Self-Awareness. This is the Change series. You can pretty much only find it here at the moment on this website. That may change, I don't know. But we are now getting into the 45-minute mark, and I'm going to zip it. So have fun. Think about what you might want to change about yourself, about life. Forget about trying to change others. Forget about trying to change the world. Change yourself first, okay? Get yourself into a position where you can make a difference. Till next time, I hope you're all well or well enough, and world hasn't got you down too much. Don't let it, okay? We will overcome. There is a plan. At least I like to think so. If not, well, we can have some fun doing it. Till next time, take care, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye now.